President Obama and his Mexican counterpart agreed yesterday that the two countries need to work together to help stem the surge of children and teenagers crossing the border alone into the U.S. That same message will be delivered by Vice President Biden when he meets today with Central American leaders in Guatemala. In recent months, the number of migrant children detained at the U.S. border has skyrocketed. Officials say as many as 90,000 are expected by year's end. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, it's not just children rushing to the border. Large numbers of single women with children are coming too.
All along the train tracks outside the central Mexican town of Tequixquiac, groups of migrants are on the move. They're looking for an opportunity to hop aboard a northbound train all the way to the U.S. border. A local resident, Adrian Rodriguez Garcia, feeds the migrants every day. It's early in the morning and he's serving hot instant coffee and sweet bread. Carlos Javier Lopez takes a cup. He says he's 17 years old, but his baby face with a few stray chin hairs looks much younger. He left Honduras 2 weeks ago. Friends in the U.S. told him to come now.
Lo ponen a estudiar y después lo ponen a trabajar en Estados Unidos, no lo deportan para acá.
He says, they told me they let you study there, then they let you work, and they won't deport you. Rodriguez, the local volunteer, says he hears that a lot from the increasing number of kids he's seen traveling alone through Mexico lately. He said earlier this week there was a 5-year-old traveling alone. The boy got separated from his dad but kept going. He had the phone number of a relative in the U.S. sewed into the waistband of his pants. While the number of children traveling alone has surged in recent months, officials say so has the number of single mothers with kids. Further down the tracks, there's a group of 17 migrants resting under a tree, and there are 6 kids. A 10-month-old baby rubs her eyes. Her mom says she's tired. There are 3 other mothers in the group, all with small children. The youngest is 5 months old. Her face is covered with a red rash. All the women are from Honduras. Maria Albaringa is 34 and a nurse, but says she can't find a job and is sick of standing on the streets taking people's blood pressure for spare change. She's with her 14-year-old son. Her 22-year-old niece has come too with her 5-month-old daughter. They've heard the U.S. is letting in women and children. She says, we know that the people in the U.S. are truly humane, good people, and will help us mothers. The young man next to her, Kenny Rodriguez, says he hopes the U.S. feels the same way about single fathers. He's traveling with his 3-year-old son, Ethan, who's jumping up and down on the railroad tracks. Rodriguez says he was desperate in Honduras. His wife left him 2 years ago. There's no work, just criminals everywhere, and he wants a better life for his son. The United Nations surveyed more than 400 migrants caught at the U.S. border. By far, the main reason given for making the migration north was to escape the gangs and violence, especially in Honduras, says Allison Sutton, UNICEF's coordinator in Mexico.
When there's a real increase in violence, then women and children will be the ones who are fleeing because, you know, they want to protect themselves.
Refugee shelters throughout Mexico are inundated with small children and women. Deportation of minor children from Mexico to Central America have nearly tripled in the past 3 years. A spokeswoman for the Mexican Immigration Service, however, says the numbers are not alarming and insists Mexico is providing humane treatment for all migrants in the country. Human rights workers dispute that claim and say there is abuse and overcrowding. Today in Guatemala, Vice President Biden will stress that children coming now to the U.S. are not eligible for future immigration relief. Maria Albaringa and her niece aren't thinking that far ahead. They heard they'll be detained at the U.S. border with their children for a few days, but then they'll either be released with a paper ordering them to appear in immigration court or they'll have to pay a bond. They both say they're praying for the paper. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Tequixquiac, Mexico.